Welcome to the Level Up with KDB podcast, where performance meets spirituality and you get all the tools you need to unlock your next level of badassery in life and business. I'm KDB, airline pilot, human design coach, side hustle extraordinaire and crazy cat lady, and I know what it's like to have a vision for your life that is so big that it feels bananas. I know what it's like to be busy and still want to live an abundant and fulfilling life, and I know that you have everything you need to achieve all of that without burning out. I know you're going to bring your dreams to reality. How do I know? Because if I can do it, so can you. Each week, I and a series of guests will share human design insights, manifestation secrets, energetics and mindset tools that you can use to start stepping into your power as the conscious creator of your most aligned life. Buckle in, baby, because it's going to be a sweet, sweet ride. Hey, hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the Level Up with KDB podcast. Chuffed to be here with you today. I'm actually having such a fab day. I've got my little kitty. She's curling up next to me. I love it when she comes and hangs out in my office. Well, do you know what? Just in general, right? I love it when she chooses to spend time with me. I feel blessed by her presence. So she's curled up next to me. Clay's having a nap. He had an early flight. And I was on reserve today and I've just been let off the hook. So what an incredible day. I've been for a walk, been to the gym, happy as. How are you going? I hope your day's amazing as well. If it's not, that's okay, right? Fuck, every day is a roller coaster and it's all worthy of being honored. But hey, isn't it nice when you have a good one? Isn't it nice? So today we are jumping into the May energy report. And you know what's hilarious? When I was planning for this episode, I was writing March everywhere. I wrote on my notes for this episode, March energy report. I even started looking at the solar transits for March and I was like, wait a minute, I've already seen these gates being activated this year. My brain is not keeping up with how fast this year is going. So I don't know if you guys are feeling that as well, but crikey. Anyway, here we are. It is May. We are literally like almost halfway through the year. And look, the energies are pretty delightful, especially, you know, I'm always thinking about business life and coming out the other side of kind of the Mercury retrograde in April and eclipse season. And we had Chiron and the sun and the moon and also the North Node were all kind of hanging out in a similar area last month. And it was a lot of energy that was very conducive to clearing shit out, right? Like reflecting on how we've been going up until now in quarter one and what we need to alchemize, what we need to burn down, shift, or transmute to move forward. Literally getting to rewrite your story for this year. I think that's really the energy that both from an astrological point of view and from a human design point of view has been really supporting us. And do you know what? We all feel it differently. I think there's a lot of, maybe a misconception that whatever energies we're experiencing as a collective are going to impact us the same as a collective. But that's not necessarily true, hey? Because depending on your different astrological, your natal chart, where your planets are, and same for your human design, what gates are activated, you're going to experience it differently. Not to mention the fact that you're a human, so you know you're going to experience it differently through the ebbs and flows of your hormones. But I really hope that you got to spend April just reflecting on what went well in the first quarter of the year, what you feel like you're done with, you're ready to just get rid of, no longer, it's not serving you, you're ready to drop it like it's hot, and how you're going to use all that magic to infuse the next part of the year with a little bit of your own unique special magic, right? How have you transmuted your lessons into wisdom that is now a stable platform to go from? And so this is the energy we're swimming in. And I actually do want to just, before we get into the energy report, I just want to invite you to come and hang out. I've got a Facebook group that hasn't been up and running for very long, but I am absolutely loving it. The people in there are incredible. I'm loving showing up live and doing live trainings. It is called Human Design Hub, and it is specifically for women in business. So Human Design Hub is a place for you to learn how to build a profitable, purpose-driven, and aligned business. So it's a super supportive community where you'll receive guidance on leveraging your human design for business success, and you get to connect with the most amazing people, the most incredible entrepreneurs who are women in business, who are soul-led entrepreneurs, or aspiring entrepreneurs. So if you don't have a business, but you've kind of been thinking, maybe I could start a side hustle, because like the cost of living ain't getting any lower, is it? Even if you've just been considering it, come and hang out in Human Design Hub, because I think you'll really love the energy in there. I am just having so much fun running little lessons about how to read your chart, how you can apply that to your business. So I've dropped the link in the show notes, and I reckon you should just pause right now, click on the link, and go and join Human Design Hub, because I want to see you there. I want to hang out somewhere else as well. All right, so once you've done that, let's go and dive into the energy report, hey? The energy report for May. I better give you just a quick overrun. If you are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome. And if you have been here for a while, you'll know about the energy reports. This report is based on the solar transit through our human design chart. So the sun, as it moves, it activates different gates, and those gates hold energies. And regardless of whether you have that gate activated in your chart or not, you get to experience the energy of that specific gate with more potency. Now, why do we look at the sun transit and not the other planets? Honestly, for me, it is just because it makes up 70% of the neutrino stream that we experience. Neutrinos are the infinitesimal sized particles that are moving through us every moment of every day. They are part of what imprints us at our time of birth, but they're acting upon you now as well. And the energy that they hold, the information that they hold, is impacted by the planets. And the biggest impact that it has on the neutrino stream is the sun. The sun has the biggest impact. I don't think I said that very clearly. So that's why I love to talk about the sun's impact on us through the month, because it's really what we feel on a tangible level more than the others. I think the other planets, depending on your connection to them, are a little bit subtler. And so I just love it. I love that I can actually see the energies play out. And as I've said before, forewarned is forearmed, right? Like, why not build your business? Why not strategize at the start of the month based on energetics that you know are going to be impacting you, you know? And, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not the only thing that we need to consider. We've obviously got, you know, business foundational structures that we're working within, and also your own energetic capacity, which understanding your human design really helps, but also your hormonal fluctuations. You know, Claire Marie and I chatted about that a while ago in the podcast. All of these need to be taken into consideration, and the solar transit is just such a beautiful addition to that. And so, without further ado, let's get into what energies are impacting us this month. So we are still actually in the energy of gate 24, which we were in at the end of April as well. So I have only got 3 more days working with the energy of gate 24. Obviously, you can always work with the energy of gate 24, but it is part of the solar transit up until the 3rd, and it did start at the end of April. This is the energy of the cocoon, and I won't spend too much time here because we've only got 3 days in this energy, and you can listen to the end of the April energy report to understand a little bit more about it. But it really is that time where we protect our energetic and emotional and physical capacity by kind of cocooning, wrapping ourselves up a little bit, really stepping into a solid life-giving boundaries for ourselves, because this is a real time of transformation. It is a time where we are literally, we need to be a little bit reclusive in order to alchemize all the wisdom, kind of like I was saying at the start of the episode, alchemize all the wisdom so that we can then use that as we move forward. There is no way you will be the same after this energy if you allow yourself to pull back from, you know, investing too much time and energy and being too outwardly active, I guess. You will not be the same. It's about transforming all your the lessons and the experiences that you've had over the last cycle and turning them into wisdom and allowing that to be the fuel that helps you step into your next level as you move on. So in its shadow expression, this is when we rush or force any sort of healing or transformation to happen. So there is a very, it's almost like a slow out breath, you know, it's a very calm energy that wants us to just slow the F down and be in whatever state we're in right now, not trying to push or grind through it, but just allowing whatever is in your emotional world, whatever is in your, you know, energetic world at the moment to be there and simmer and do what it needs to do. Because the more you push, the less you get the magic out of it, right? But it can also be when we stay stuck in old patterns of behavior rather than allowing ourselves to receive the medicine from what we've been through and grow from it, you know? So some questions for Gate 24 are: what experiences have you had that remind you of your ability to morph into a new way of being? You know, all that eclipse energy, it was really supportive of us just leaving old stories behind. You get to choose. You get to choose what you leave behind, and you get to choose the version that you step into. And this Gate 24 energy is the bridge between that. It is the space where you allow the what is going, what is you're leaving behind to be left, and allow space for the newness to unfold, right? So have you had experiences in the past where you've really overcome old stories, or you've left things behind that were no longer serving you? And how was your life different on the other side of that? You know, the reason this is an important question is because it helps you build trust in the pain, right? Because sometimes this transformational energy can be quite painful. So knowing that you've made it through out the other side of this before in your life is so vital to remind yourself so that you can be brave enough to retreat, look after yourself, do what you need to do to alchemize all that wisdom, and then move forward really when you are ready, spread your wings in this new version of you. It's so cool, really beautiful. But you might find that you need to be really protective of your energy, wrap yourself up, and just create space for you to go through that process. You know, sometimes we don't necessarily feel this on an intellectual level, but you might even just want to experiment with keeping your calendar a little bit quieter in the first couple of days of May, just to see what comes up for you. What do you feel like spending your time on? Is it that you're like, oh yeah, now I can do some meditation, some journaling, some, you know, whatever work that you've been, personal development work that you've been doing to support you moving forward as we head on through the rest of the month? So in terms of business, this is a really, really powerful time. This energy is such a great time for you to just look at what you have achieved in the first quarter. And it might be that you've achieved more clarity. It might be that you've achieved more spaciousness. It might be that you've achieved more balance. Like, all these things are so vital to sustainable business success, right? Not just, oh, I hit my financial goals, or no, I didn't hit my financial goals. Maybe you've started connecting with more of your ideal customer. Maybe you've started building connections that you hadn't really been focused on before. All these things are really amazing. And then what things are you know that you're leaving behind? What things have you outgrown in your business or are no longer serving you? Do you know, this is really random, but one of the things that I've left behind over the eclipse season is drinking coffee. And you might laugh, you might think it's super, like, how is that relevant? But it actually does have a lot to do with my human design. So I have an undefined root energy center, and your root is one of two pressure centers in your chart. This one is home of adrenaline and the pressure to be free from stress. It's also where we find and create momentum. And the stress that lives in the root energy center gives us fuel for progress, for getting through challenges, for adapting and continuing through challenges. And it is really an incredible energy center to get intimate with in terms of business, because it is where we learn our relationship with pushing through our natural rhythms or embracing our natural rhythms to avoid burnout. And so people with undefined root centers can tend to get addicted to stimulants like coffee, chocolate, sugar, those sorts of things, because we don't have our own natural pulse of adrenaline energy. We amplify and absorb the adrenaline energy surge, that pressure for stress and momentum, through our experiences with our environment and other people. So we can become really heavily reliant on stimulants to keep us going, to push through those challenges, to get through. And, you know, when times are feeling really like you need to tap into your reserves, people with an undefined root don't necessarily have access to that all the time. And so that's why they get addicted to that, those stimulants, to help provide almost like a synthetic version of it. And so the reason I have been really keen to get rid of caffeine out of my life is because I know, apart from the fact that it's impacting my sleep, I know that it's taking me away from knowing when I need to rest. And I really want to prioritize sustainable work, bursts of work and rest in equal amounts. But I can't do that if I don't know what my natural sort of energetic rhythm and flow in terms of my root energy center is. So that's just a really, I guess, a practical way and a specific way that I'm dealing with it and working with this energy. So I hope that helps you see that these energies don't necessarily have to be huge cataclysmic changes. It can be like a very subtle morphing that you're going through that is heading you in the direction of your next level version, you know? All right, so then from the 4th and the 9th of May, we are in the energy of gate 2. Ooh, this is, again, very, very supportive of gate 24 and this really like slowing down, a really intentional pace in life and business. Now, the gate 2 is housed in your G center, which is the center for direction and love. And the tarot archetype of gate 2 is the Empress, which is absolutely another energy that asks us to step into alignment with our own natural rhythms. The purpose of the gate 2 is allowing co-collaboration. So in its highest expression, it really helps us stay connected to our authenticity. And from that place, we can set intentions and take aligned action to create the most aligned and fulfilling life. But that there's more to it than that, because the gate 2 is actually really wanting you to open up to trust that you don't have to A, control every element of your manifestation process, and B, do it all alone anyway. Not only is the universe supporting you, but you know, there are people out there that can support you on your life path, on your business journey, that want to, right? And I think one of the hardest things about being a solopreneur is allowing other people to help us, because we all think we can do everything the best, right? And here's the thing. When you actually start trusting, the more you start experimenting with handing over, you know, tasks or asking for support, I think is probably the most important part of this energy, asking for support when you need it so that you can honor your natural rhythms, which is part of this energy, we build the trust muscle. Every time you let go of the gripping a little bit more, You allow spaciousness and you allow room to connect in with what you need, and you allow room to actually say yes to what you need. And we all need more of that, right? Because that's honoring our bodies, it's honoring our self-love, it's honoring the expression of our purpose, because we can't do that if we're burnt out and we're trying to hold everything ourselves. And so one of the, you know, I'm always going to say this, but one of the really great ways to be able to embrace gate two, this Empress energy, is by allowing yourself to lean into your human design strategy and authority, because that's always guiding you in the right direction. It's guiding you in the direction you need to go to not only honor your physical energetic capacity, but also to express the highest iteration or the highest frequency of the particular energies that you hold within your chart. Your strategy and authority open you up to embodying your design. That is like end of story, right? And when you embody your design, you really do naturally feel into this, like, I am deeply supported. You start building evidence that not only is the universe supporting you, but there are people around you that are happy to support you, want to support you when you are living in alignment and authentically expressing yourself. So I really love the Empress. It does call us to reconnect with the natural rhythms of our body, to call us to honor the moon cycles and the natural rhythms of Mama Gaia as well. So there is a lot of handing over trust in order to create spaciousness so that we can connect into that in and out breath, that supportive flow that helps us create with more ease. So the shadow expression of gate two is rejecting or denying support, or letting the fear of not being supported or not having people to support you drive you to try and control every aspect of your creation process, and to burn yourself out trying to do and please everyone and do everything, you know, just really working yourself to the bone because you don't trust that you can be supported. So some questions you might like to ask yourself between the fourth and the ninth are, what experiences have maybe led you to doubt that you're not worthy of being supported or that you can't trust? And are there any past experiences you've had where you've been proven that the universe is there? And what were the differences going on in your life then? What was the state of your, you know, emotional and energetic health and mental health at that time? So the purpose of these questions is to start building evidence that you can be supported and to encourage you to start experimenting with it. Because are you open to receiving support? Like, truly? When was the last time you asked for support? Because we don't get it by accident, right? We have to ask, even from the universe. I've told you about my manifestation trick before, where I write on my mirror when I'm like, oh, that's a manifestation that feels so in alignment for me. I have no idea how that's going to drop in. And so I just write it on my mirror, and that's my little holding ground. And it's kind of a ritual for me now. It's like I talk to Source Spirit and I'm like, hey, homies, pretty keen for this to drop in. Show me. I'm open to being surprised and delighted. That is a version of asking for support, right? and not to mention your earthbound angels, you know, your friends and your coaches and mentors and partners and all that. They need to be asked sometime. Men in particular, we think that they can read our mind. They absolutely cannot. They are terrible at it. We have to ask. All right, beautiful energy in gate two. And then, the next four gates that are activated in May are all in our throat energy center. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of an insight into our throat energy center. It is a beautiful center. I mean, they all are. But it's really closely related to manifestation, so you know I'm going to love it, right? I mean, your whole human design chart is, but all your energy through your chart is trying to almost get out through your throat to be able to give direction to quantum particles to be able to manifest. So I love it. It is the third square or shape down from the top of your chart. And it is really, its purpose is for expression, right? It's about communication, manifestation, and transformation. And so it actually doesn't matter whether you're defined in the throat or undefined. It is really a big player about when it comes to how you express yourself in the world, how you co-create. And so the gates that are defined in your throat center, though, they give us a lot of information about what we're here to share consistently. Because if you remember, when all the different aspects of our chart, we all have all of the chart, but you will have some that is undefined. Everything that's white is undefined, and you'll have some that is defined. And the defined energies are what we radiate consistently. It doesn't mean that we don't experience conditioning through there, but it does mean that we have more consistent access to those particular flavors of energy. If you are undefined in different gates or energy centers, it means that you're here to learn, and these are the places of deepest wisdom. You experience those energies from sampling them from the environment and people and energies around you, right? So you can have a look at your chart, and if you haven't downloaded your chart yet, you can grab it from the link in the show notes. But you can have a look at your chart and look at the numbers that are colored in black on your throat energy center. And those give you information about what you're here to share, to use your voice consistently with. Yeah, so the next four gates are all in your throat energy center. And we are going to dive into them right after this short break. Hey, how's your self-care game at the moment? You know, I am all about prioritizing your mental, emotional, and energetic health to ensure you feel the magic of an aligned and fulfilling life. And, you know, the fact that you're listening to this episode means I know you get it. You know that this is an important part of being your most badass version, but let's not forget our beautiful bodies. The vessel that allows us to be the bridge between your soul journey and rolling around in the bliss of your 3D reality. Your skin and hair health is absolutely a part of that and goes far beyond just slapping some cream on last minute before you walk out the door. It goes beyond that. The truth is that a nourishing skin and hair care routine can be a sacred part of your day. A beautiful ritual that helps you reconnect with your body, be in reverence for it, and on top of all of that, help you feel confident with glowing skin and healthy hair. Rodan & Field Skin and Hair Care is premium, dermatologically designed and results-driven solutions with something for everyone. Blending premium ingredients with cutting-edge dermatological science, whether you're fighting the signs of aging, tackling skin imperfections like acne, scarring, pigmentation, or dealing with hair concerns like hair fall or frizziness, we have totally got you covered. And because we believe in our results-driven formulas so much, we offer a full 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you know of any other skincare brand that will let you use their products until the bottle is empty? And then, if you don't get the results you're looking for, you can send the empty bottle back and get a full refund. Why? Because we believe in our products so much, and we are here to support your journey towards radiant skin and luscious hair risk-free. We want to make it so easy for you to look and feel amazing, no matter what age, no matter what stage of life you're in. You don't have to put up with dry red skin. You do not have to put up with acne or thinning hair. You can start looking and feeling younger and more confident, and you can start today. If you are intrigued and you want to find the right solutions for you, take the Skin and Hair Solutions Tool Quiz. The link is in the show notes, and it's so much fun. It's like having a derm in your pocket. You'll get a skin analysis and personalized recommendations. It is super simple and such a fun way to discover beautiful solutions unique to your needs. Remember, you're not just taking care of your skin and your hair, you are taking care of you, and that is the most beautiful form of self-love. Okay, so between the 10th and the 14th, we have got Gate 23, which is the catalyst for new ways of thinking, the tarot archetype of the Ace of Swords. Oh, this is powerful energy, and you know, This is when we are starting to formulate new ways of thinking. You know, all that work we do to overcome limiting beliefs, to alchemize the medicine from our shadow aspects, to really bed down into any sort of behaviors that have showing up that we know that we don't love, that we've outgrown. The Ace of Swords is the energy when we're coming, where all that is kind of, it's moving into place and you're starting to see things with new eyes. It's like, you know, I love to use the example of, you know, when you've been in a really fucking shit relationship and you've known it and you get out of it and you kind of, you're still mourning it, even though you know it was a bad relationship for you. Well, this energy is that moment where you realize they were a fucking asshole. They were terrible. They were terrible for you. They were not good for anything in your life. And you suddenly get that new perspective. And often it's because we've really doubled down on some self-love and self-worth work, right? Because that is usually where we need to start when we are looking at changing behaviors or changing our perspective on things, is coming home to our center, coming home to our sense of lovability and our sense of self-worth. And so this beautiful energy of the Gate 23 is really helping you understand that there is, you're coming out the other side. Like there is this simmering of new perspectives. You might not have it really bedded down yet. You might not have it super clear. You might not be fully in that new story, that new, more empowering story, but you can taste it. You can touch it. You can sense it. You're starting to feel the shift, right? It also is, in some ways, this energy is actually about expressing that, right? We're talking about your throat energy center. So it's actually about expressing those new ways of thinking as well. Now, the example I just used is obviously a great one for relationships and personal life, but in a business setting, this can be where you might have been trapped doing the same things in your business, not getting the outcomes that you wanted, kind of feeling like, oh, I'm not really sure where I'm holding myself back here. I'm not sure where I'm limiting myself. Come out the other side because you've been willing to look at your shadow, look at your behaviors, and look at any loop of unhelpful thinking. And now you're starting to see the new creative ways, the new possibilities. You're getting a lot of clarity. So the purpose of this energy is to support not only ourselves, but the collective in seeing new creative perspective. It helps us not stay stuck, but it also helps us share that, you know, through our throat energy center, share those new perspectives. And I am a firm believer as well that talking things out is a really great way to bed it down, to make it really firm in your mind as well. So if you are sort of, if you have been feeling like you're kind of on repeat and you can't, your current mindset, your current critical thinking is not getting you to where you want to be, this energy between the 10th and the 14th might be where you put something in your diary and just say, all right, I'm going to get some clarity here. And it might not be a fully formed vision. It might not be a fully formed story or creative vision yet, but I know that this is a good time for me to be in that space of new potential. So in its highest expression, you'll feel like you're able to start articulating yourself with a lot more clarity, to be able to speak your new concepts and ideas, and also understand that when the time and audience are right to hear those unique perspectives, they will be there and ready for you to listen as well. The shadow expression is not waiting for the right time or audience to share your new perspectives, your creative perspectives, or fighting to try and prove that they're right. This energy doesn't need to be proved to anyone. And in fact, that is kind of the shadow aspect of your whole throat energy center, is trying to prove yourself, like speaking all the time to try and convince that you know what you're talking about, is part of the shadow expression of the throat energy center. Pretty interesting, hey? So some questions for Gate 23 is, are you okay with potentially having these new creative visions bubble to the surface and allowing them to surface in their own time? And then also knowing that when the time is right to share them, it'll be, you will know. You don't have to be almost forcing your new creative visions or your new ways of thinking upon other people. I think actually quite a cool example of this is, you know, I experimented with being vegan, and I don't believe this, but I have seen some memes on social media. The vegans get a pretty bad rap for being very loud and proud about their veganism. Like, how do you know a vegan's a vegan? Because they'll tell you as soon as you sit down at the dinner table, right? And they'll tell you why you should be as well. And this is kind of that energy, you know. When I was new to veganism, I was telling the guys at work, like, you know, about the negative impacts of the planet, not to mention how brutal a lot of the slaughter. Yeah, it's rough, hey? And if it was safe for me to be vegan, I would still be. My diet doesn't really love it, to be honest. So, but that energy of like, yeah, now I know, I've seen so clearly that this is the way, and now I'm going to tell everyone and try and convince them that that's the way as well. This energy is about the clarity, and it's also about articulating yourself at the right time in the right way. And so you can see how that's helpful in business as well, because this is the beginnings of you getting clarity on potentially a problem or something that hasn't been moving. And you don't need to talk about it yet. You can, absolutely, of course you can, but you will, just trusting that the time will be right and your community will call you out for your experience when they need it in you, from you. Do you know what I mean? Pretty interesting, hey? All right, so between the 15th and 20th, we are in the energy of Gate 8. This is so crazy because I actually pulled this in my, I do a business tarot reading for myself every now and then. It depends. Right now I'm in full creative mode, bringing lots of stuff to life. And so I'm finding that I am connecting with the energy of my business through my tarot quite regularly to see what needs to be birthed through me. And I got the tarot archetype of the Knight of Wands I pulled this morning for me, and it is an energy that I love. This is Gate 8, and it's called Doing It With Style and Pizzazz, right? So this is where you are literally being asked, like, what do you want? How do you want to show up in life? What could you do today to make your life, to show up in life in a way that felt really so in alignment with you and your vibe and your energy and what you want to share with the world. Its purpose is actually to embrace and encourage bold self-expression. So yeah, there is a bit of a call. You know, when I pulled it this morning, my first thought was, you know, to be able to show up loud and proud, saying what you want to say, sharing your gifts in a way that you want to say it, you have to have a solid sense of self-love. I mean, it all comes back to self-love, right? But otherwise, we can easily feel shy. We can feel like we want to get back in our box. We can feel like we are not good enough, not skilled enough, not, you know, comparing ourselves to other people. But the Gate 8 is really encouraging us through the 15th and the 20th to infuse your unique flavor into everything that you do. There is always magic in that. You know that. I talk about it till the cows come home. The more authentic you can be, the more magnetic you'll become. And you don't have to try to be authentic. This is the thing. Like, it's the opposite. What we really need to do is like focus on the deconditioning, and that's how our authenticity shines through, right? But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with just checking in on a daily basis. Like, how do I want to show up today? What energy am I feeling today? What is my truth today? And then stepping into that boldly. Let your self-expression flow freely and just know I think this is the biggest thing, knowing what it means to be authentically you. I think that's a journey that we all are. It's a lifetime journey because we've got so much conditioning. From a human design perspective, in general, we tend to look at conditioning through our undefined centers more than anything, but we do get conditioned through our defined centers as well. But, you know, we get conditioned through our parents and our upbringing, and we've also got epigenetics to deal with. You know, there is so much going on in your incredible body and your energy body that can really kind of tarnish what it means to be authentic. And that's part of the reason I love human design so much, because it's a roadmap to your authenticity. It helps you remember your authenticity. And then as you start remembering, you start stepping into it with a little bit more style, a little bit more pizzazz, a little bit of sass. And I freaking love that. So the shadow expression of gate 8 is dimming to fit in, or just having not much connection to your own authenticity, right? It's the shadow is when we haven't started the deconditioning process, and it's okay to be there. Like, it doesn't matter where you're at on your journey, but know, and I encourage you to, as you go through your chart, just know that it's the biggest gift that you give yourself. Life does genuinely become more easeful, more flowy, and more fulfilling when you allow yourself to be exactly the way you are, you know, without all the messiness. I mean, we are messy. That's not what I mean. I think without all the layers of mess that we've been wrapped up in based on our experiences, our external experiences, you know. So then another question you might like to ask yourself is, am I ready to heal and integrate aspects of myself that I haven't previously felt safe to express? This is such a great time to do that between the 15th and the 28th. Pop it in your diary and just look at, you know, where am I potentially dimming to fit in, keeping myself small, or not stepping into my authenticity? And am I ready to heal and integrate those? Am I ready to move on from that? It could be something super small, like, I don't know, maybe you've been thinking about putting a new offer up in your business, but you've been scared because no one else is doing it, or it doesn't naturally seem to align with some of your other offerings. Like, fuck it. Like, express yourself in the way you want to express yourself. You are drawn to things for a reason. You're drawn to express yourself for a reason. Go forth and do it. Let yourself be the way you want to be, in a way that feels good. And turn down the noise of the fucking judgy pantses sitting on their couches at home not doing what they want, you know? All right. So then between the 21st and the 26th of May, we've got gate 20, which is the gate of patience and the tarot archetype of the Four of Swords. Oh, all right, it's a bit of a slowdown after all that fiery energy. This is resisting the urge to go full speed ahead without preparation, even when you're excited, even when you're highly motivated. So how I see this playing out for the month is, like, you start with that gate 2 energy. Sorry, the gate 23 energy of getting all that clarity. You're stepping into a new truth, a new way of thinking. Then through the 15th to the 20th, you're like, yeah, I'm going to own this shit. I'm going to wear it loud and proud, and I'm going to let it ooze out of my being. And then between the 21st and the 26th, it's like, well, how about you do some preparatory work, stay in that energy of authenticity always, but do some preparatory work to be able to make that more long-lasting and sustainable. So the purpose of Gate 20 is to ensure that action that you're taking is valuable and that your energy is not wasted. It's actually so that when you do take action, it's going to have long-lasting positive impact. So if you take that business example, you could just slow your roll and make sure that you've got all your systems in place so that when you share your new creative vision, it's going to have bigger impact. So you're going to get your landing page all beautiful and your copy really aligned. You're going to get your lead magnet. You're going to get your email sequences done. You're going to get your checkout page looking fab. You know, you're going to get all those things done rather than just going like, fuck, I want to get this out there because I'm so excited about it, and just like smashing it on social media and then crickets, right? Because there's a energetic bridge that needs to have happened, and this gate 20 is that. It's kind of like letting you let those creative visions simmer so that you've actually got the solid platform to bring it all to life in a way that's going to have a lot more impact. So the shadow expression is really ignoring that intuitive knowing about timing, because I know you know when we rush stuff, we often feel like, oh, this doesn't feel good. But we experience the pressure from external influence and we get excited and we're like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to like push on through. I'm going to get this out there. I'm going to offer it even though I haven't, you know, done all the steps that I need to. And then you go like, oh, that was not how I wanted it to be. So Gate 20 wants you to tap out of that pressure for fast-paced living. It wants you to slow down and let yourself simmer, let yourself marinate in those new energies, those new creative energies, so that you can, when they need to be birthed, they can be done so in a way that's really powerful. Use your strategy and authority to really guide you in that process. And there is an element of trust associated with it too, because sometimes I think, you know, a lot of that energy that we can feel, especially in the early years of our business, about, you know, I feel like I should be further ahead than I am now. I feel like I should be making more money. I feel like I should have a bigger email list. That those feelings make us want to rush. And nothing good comes from rushing. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Not only do you miss the joy in the journey, and there is fucking joy in the journey, like you're building your business and whatever you're manifesting in your life, that is living. That is you creating. That is you being in the sacred co-collaboration of life. And so why are you trying to rush that shit, man? And also, what if you trusted that you're exactly where you need to be right now? What if you're exactly where you need to be in your business? What if you're exactly where you need to be in your manifestation process? If you ask yourself that, how does it change the energy behind your actions? For me, it makes me feel calm. And calm is an energy that I am dedicated to infusing into my business and my life. I know that you want that too, because it feels good, right? It does actually also allow more trust, you know? Love it, love it, love it. So between the 21st and the 26th, gate 20, it's housed in your throat and it is the energy of patience. Okay, so then the last gate of the month is gate 16, activated between the 27th and the 31st. Gate 16 is the energy of claiming and developing your natural talents. It's a tarot archetype of the Two of Pentacles, and it really is an energy that invites you to believe in yourself enough to say yes to your passions and invest time, energy, and resources into developing your passions. The whole purpose of Gate 16 is that reminding us that we have natural abilities and they're not by accident, but also our desires about what we spend our time on, they're not by accident. They're part of what we came to share with the collective. And this energy supports us into diving into the development of those skills so that we can each become masters in our craft. So in its highest expression, Gate 16 is really trusting the direction of your inspiration and following those nudges. Like this is the universe communicating to you, right? This is your soul communicating. The universe through your strategy and your soul through your authority are speaking to you, guiding to you to things that you are supposed to experience. So now is a great time to think about like what courses, what groups do you want to invest in participating in? Where do you want to spend your energy? Where do you want to spend your money right now in order to become more of a master in your craft? How can you really trust that it's okay for you to indulge in learning and infuse that into your creation process to bring your vision to life, to help you level up your manifestation process? It's so cool. So in the shadow, gate 16 is letting excitement distract you from whether opportunities are energetically correct for you to invest your time and energy in. So this can show up in lots of ways in business. And I think this is a big part of the reason why I really encourage my clients to tap out of social media, especially when we're working on getting their offers off the ground so that they're in alignment with their unique energetic blueprint, their unique skill set, and their unique desires, is because we can get really excited about being on other people's bandwagons and start bringing things to life that are actually not in alignment for us. And it can be really hard to discern the difference when we've got constant noise of other people's excitement distracting us. So rather than letting the excitement of external influence kind of lead you down the garden path and distract you from things that are actually exciting you, like, how can you come back to your center? How can you come back to what you desire, what you want for yourself right now, what you want to invest in and create without what it looks like on the outside, you know, without worrying about what other people think? So the end result of that shadow expression is that we tend to overload ourselves with, you know, signing up for courses, doing shit that you just end up not being so excited about because you got swept up in excitement that wasn't yours. Do you know what I mean? We've all been there. But the best thing, one of the biggest reminders I have for myself in times like this is, if I say yes to this, I'm saying no to something else. So is it so important to me right now to invest my time and money in and energy in? Or is there something else that I'd rather be spending my time on? That question will save you so much time, money, and stress, I'm telling you. Okay, so some questions to help you tap into this. Like, what are you investing your time in at the moment that you know is no longer in alignment? Like, it's okay to stop doing things. It's okay to tap out of hobbies or work projects or business projects that are not in alignment. And the sooner you do it, the better, because that's how we open up to more alignment, right? As long as you know that you're not just dropping it like it's hot because shit's got hard, because sometimes things that are in alignment will be hard. You hear me say this all the time. Don't be fooled into thinking that alignment means that everything is easy peasy. And then the next question is, so if I believe that I was worthy of and able, if there were no other limitations, what would I spend my time on right now? If you had no limitations, if everything was possible, what would you spend your time on right now? Write about that, because that's going to give you some really important information about what's exciting you right now and what you want to be cultivating, what you want to be investing in your developmental processes and spending time and energy in. Well, that brings us to the end of the month and the end of the episode. And, you know, as usual, I just would love to thank you for being here. It really, every month I look at how many downloads there are. I look at how many reviews there are. So don't forget to share it with a friend and leave a review if you love the episode, because it really helps other people find the podcast. And that makes me so, so happy. The more people that hear it, hopefully the more people get to step into alignment and live their biggest badass lives. So definitely don't skip a beat. Just message your friend and let them know about this episode. And hey, if you are a woman in business and you're intrigued about how you can apply your human design to your business to have more ease and flow, don't forget to come and hang out at Human Design Hub. I've got the link in the show notes and I cannot wait to see you there. All right, lovely human, I will catch you next week. So until then, take care, keep milking the shit out of life, and I'll catch you in the next episode.